Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, thanks for joining us, the Sports Bar. We are back, AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app. New Era Field is no longer New Era Field. What does it mean? What is next? Let's talk to Tim O'Shea from the Buffalo News to get the latest. Tim, thank you so much for agreeing to join us, bud. How are you?
Hey, I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
Tim, does this say more about New Era than it does the Buffalo Bills?
It says a whole lot about New Era, and as much as the Buffalo Bills and every NFL team may struggle financially, at least, you know, comparatively to the previous years, it really doesn't say a lot about the Buffalo Bills at all. You know, very honestly, the Bills were doing New Era, I think it's a favor is a very fair way to put it, by letting them out of this deal. The Bills didn't have to do that. But this does give them a chance to, you know, to go get a new deal, which is going to be hard to get. But it gives them a chance to go try to sell this to a company that, you know, I think it's fair to say that they would have more confidence is going to be able to keep paying the, you know, several million dollars per year that it costs to put your name on the stadium.
Yeah, Tim, this was a seven-year, $40 million deal, if I'm not mistaken, with New Era. So what do you think the Bills will be going out there and trying to get in the middle of a pandemic? Who's going to be up for spending that kind of cash?
It's going to be difficult. It's going to be really difficult. I was in a conference, a national sports business conference a couple of months ago, right at the, you know, the front end of the pandemic. And I asked that question to a panel of experts. And this was, I had no sense, and I want to be clear, I had no sense that New Era Field would be that no longer. I was just asking in general. And there was a resounding message back saying that stadium naming rights deals are going to be one of the first things to go. That doesn't mean that the Bills can't go out and sell it. They probably can. But it's going to be tricky to find a company that's, you know, willing to pay $30 or $40 million. And by the way, that $40 million per year, if you talk to people on the inside, on all sides, they will contradict that number. I've seen that number. I've reported that number, and I've also been told that depending how you slice the deal down, it's actually closer to $4 million a year. Regardless, that's a lot of money, and it's going to be hard to fill that.
Yeah, I guess one thing we kind of learned was I would think that if you're going to cut a deal this big, you want to collect the money up front. Did that surprise you at all, that there was some sort of payment plan? They were falling allegedly behind on payments, Tim? I thought that you would want money up front in a situation like this.
Well, what happened with New Era, and a lot of the details on this is, you know, still coming together, and it's going to need to come together over the next, you know, several weeks, I think, to paint the full picture. But here's the basics of it. In 2015, 2016, and thereabouts, but especially those 2 years, New Era went out and made a number of very big, like multi-million dollar deals. The stadium deal was one. Renewing the NFL deal was another. The NBA deal was another. So it was putting flags on the side of Major League Baseball player caps so that those are visible on TV. And yet another one was putting a store in the LA Live complex outside the Staples Center in Los Angeles. So New Era was doing that. They were promoting the heck out of this company as a big brand, running six-figure parties. around, you know, around the country at big events, at big All-Star games, all of which is fine and frankly fairly normal for a company that's operating as a big fashion brand in that sports and entertainment space. But you need the cash flow coming in, and you obviously, you know, being to go back to that very basic point, you do have to be able to pay those bills. And somewhere along the way, New Era was having trouble with that, and then the pandemic just smashed that apart. And that's the really frustrating thing. Now, getting all that money up front, I think that even accentuates the point even more. It's going to be hard to find a company right now that'll see the value in, you know, pouring out, pick your number, $20, $30, $40 million up front to put their name on a stadium. That doesn't mean it's impossible. And in fairness, the Buffalo Bills stadium is one of the more recognizable in the league, and, you know, especially in terms of fan engagement. You know, all that tailgating, it's worth something. I don't know if it's worth several million dollars a year in branding that you can't quite cash in a tangible way, but I think it'll be enticing to people. But right now is a tough time to go out.
Tim, are there any dots to connect between the Buffalo Bills, New Era, and Erie County executive Mark Prolenkartz? Because he was pretty vocal blasting New Era just a couple of weeks ago in the media. And now, you know, we're hearing today that, you know, if he had his way, that this would become Veterans Stadium. What's Prolenkartz's, you know, role in all of this? Is there a role?
My understanding, and this is what I'm hearing from people on the inside, and I should also be clear, I haven't spoken to Mark Prolenkartz, and I want to make sure people listening right now know that. But I'm aware of what he said. Mark Prolenkartz is in a position to have an opinion, and a very authoritative opinion right now. But that lease agreement that the Bills are currently under obviously allows them to go sell the naming rights, and the Prolenkartz really can't do anything more right now than have an opinion. So just to break that down succinctly, Prolenkartz was incredibly angry at New Era for laying off people, especially after taking PPP loans. So he spoke out about that. That's not related to them pulling out of this deal. New Era has been talking to the Bills for well over a year about rearranging this deal. So we're talking about two very coincidental dialogues that happen to intersect. And Prolenkartz is going to, you know, he wants to call Veterans Stadium. I think there's going to be a lot of people who join him in that. But I do wonder, you know, when it's time to renew that lease or whatever they decide to do with that stadium in 2022, if Prolenkartz is still a county executive, I'm sure he'll have a lot more to say and a lot more authority over.
What kind of timeline are we under here, Tim? And I, you know, in a normal year, we would know we would have preseason games here in less than a month. But that doesn't look like it's going to be the case. And week one right now would seem to be, well, up in the air to say, to put it best. I guess there's a lot of work involved taking the name off of the stadium. So what you're saying is ultimately this is going to be the Pegula's decision. If they can't find a partner they like before the start of the season, any idea what we'll call what should we call the stadium here in the interim?
I asked exactly that question to a handful of people yesterday. Absolutely no indication that the response came back that, you know, we're still actually negotiating the end of this deal. So that, you know, as we sat here 24 hours ago, and unless this changed literally in the last 24 hours, that deal between New Era and the Bills isn't officially over yet. They're still negotiating out the final details. I imagine one of those final details will be, when does this all end and when does your name come off the stadium? But the honest answer is we don't know. And, you know, with not being, you know, fans coming into the stadium, I would imagine that gives the Pegulas more time to decide what to do. As far as an interim name, I'm very interested, but nobody will, you know, float even any speculation on that.
Tim, I have a question that's not really stadium naming rights related, more about the game day experience for fans. And we know that they're, you know, league wide, they're saying no preseason visitors, no training camp visitors. A lot of teams are saying no tailgating through the course of the season. But we also know that a lot of the tailgating that happens at Bills games doesn't happen on Bills property. It happens on private lots and homeowners' right. lots. I mean, what do you anticipate this fall looking like in Orchard Park if fans aren't allowed in the stadium?
You know, and Gene, as you know, because you and I go way back on this, I've been around that stadium for a long, long time. It's hard to imagine. It's almost impossible to imagine it being quiet around there. I would suspect that it'll look something like this. Whatever crowd size is allowed to happen in Erie County, you know, if it's 50 people, whatever it is, I imagine you're going to see a lot of the parking lots, the bars, and restaurants that are adjacent to the stadium, pushing that right up to the max. I also would imagine, and I'm just going based on the dialogue we've heard for the past 3 or 4 months, that the county, the state, law enforcement in general, health officials in general, will be keeping a very, very, very close eye on that. That's my best guess, and I'd be very surprised if it looks anything different than that.
Tim O'Shea, Buffalo News, has the story on BuffaloNews.com about the name change here. Our guest here in the sports bar coming up at the stadium. Kind of, you know, bigger picture here as far as, you know, the future of the franchise in Buffalo. Tim, as you know, a lot of dialogue here since the Pagulas bought the team about what should happen. Should there be a new stadium downtown? Should there be a renovated stadium? Should you build a stadium across? I guess, two-part question. One, with the current state of the world, can we shelve this storyline for a while now? I know the opt-out is coming up, which you talked about. And then two, all right, if the Bills are soliciting a new partner, gosh, wouldn't they want the right to bring that name along to whatever, you know, might be the future home, whether that's renovated or that downtown? What are you hearing on either parts of those questions, Tim?
Most people right now are saying, even quietly, they're saying that this is really just a waiting game. I hate to say this because it feels like everything in the world comes down to this, but, you know, ask that question and what you hear is, until there's a vaccine or some other way to know that we can get large numbers of people together, we really, truly just can't plan it. So right now it truly is on hold. And frankly, I mean, the entire sports industry is trying to figure this out right now, whether it involves building new facilities or just getting people into the current ones. My best guess, again, it's only a guess based on what I'm hearing, covering virus-related stories, covering sports business stories, and just keeping an eye on the politics and the business of all of it. I imagine, unless we get incredibly lucky and there's some miraculous vaccine that puts us back to normal much faster than people realistically anticipate, you're probably going to see the current stadium extended a little bit longer. And then that buys, again, it buys more time to figure out, can you actually pour $1 billion or frankly much more than $1 billion, however it's funded, into a new stadium or even a renovated stadium. So it's not a great answer because there are no great answers out there yet. But I think it's fair to say that it would be incredibly shocking, but reassuring if somehow, you know, there's going to be a new stadium in 2023, 2024. That would mean things got back to normal way faster, both from a health perspective and financially, than I think people expect right now.
Tim, great stuff. Really, really love the insight and appreciate you carving out some time out of your busy schedule to join us here in the sports bar this afternoon. Hopefully we get the chance to talk again real soon, all right?
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Tim O'Shea, Buffalo News. I think it does say more about New Era and how they grew big, and then there's a pandemic, and then all of a sudden, Bills are due. What do you do? And so the Bills letting them out of the deal, but where does Buffalo go from here? I don't know of anybody that has those sort of numbers ready to throw on a stadium in Buffalo.
I know of somebody. I mean, we've heard of somebody already making an offer, and I want to share the story of this offer to the Pagulas. And I'll drink to that. It's on the way next in the sports bar. We have some takes on tap, Gino.
Yeah, if you want to see the Buffalo Bills this year, all right, I don't think you're going to see them in Buffalo, okay? But I'm going to give you one place based on recent events that, yeah, you can go. If you don't mind getting in your car, you'll be able to see the Buffalo Bills and be surrounded by Buffalo Bills. Even in a pandemic, I will tell you where is the safest bet you'll be able to go and watch the Buffalo Bills in person in 2020.
All right, not only am I going to have a take on who the next company should be for the naming rights on the Buffalo Bills football stadium, I will also throw a flag on a medical condition, that gets thrown around way too liberally. You sure you have what you think you have? You sure? All right, we'll get into that and more. I'll drink to that. It's our little take space, and you're welcome to join us anytime with your takes at 454-ESPN or 454-3776. It's the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, AM 950, 95.7 FM, and ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app.
ESPN Rochester knows there's more to life than sports. Kidding. College basketball and football.
Put it away for these LSU Tigers.
The NBA.
Down to Davis. Feeds LeBron and traffic glides to the rim for two.
Major League Baseball.
And this one will find the Crawford boxes for a home run. And all of a sudden, it's a one-run game.
Your proud home of the Buffalo Bills.
Allen in the gun. Steps away from pressure again. Fires it now on the run. Caught by Beasley at the 10. Headed in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Buffalo Sabres. American.
Ogle, he's there to jam it in, and his third goal of the night as the Amherst take a 3-2 lead.
More to life than sports? Not here. Rochester's most listened to sports station, AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.